At 7:22, good morning. Colin's back in just a little bit. We're going to hear from Matt Crowe. Of course, he's got a really big show coming up on Friday morning at 8:30. You know, he's going to be talking with Glenn Hager. He's the cat that drafted House Bill 2, you know, about abortion and all that. Then he's going to talk with Barry Smitherman. You know, he's no lightweight either. You know, he's in Texas state government. All these guys in Texas politics are way heavy duty. I mean, way heavy duty. So you're going to have an opportunity to hear some stuff and hear some stories from Matt, who worked in the Reagan White House, Bush 41, Bush 43 White House, been involved with Haley Barbour. You know, he's no stranger to the rain. You know, he's been wet before, so it's going to be a drenching tomorrow if you're interested in that level of politics, because he gets around. Right now we have Melinda Corwin in the House. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, this is a really interesting program. We stumbled upon Melinda through talking with people that were doing Carolyn Perry with sensory integration and what's her name, San Cibrian?
Sherry.
Sherry, there you go. Thank you very much. But man, there's a lot of stuff that's going on over at Texas Tech Health Sciences Center. This is like major important stuff. These are things people need to know about, because tragedy does come to us all at one point, because part of life is dying, and getting old ain't for sissies, and a lot of people do have strokes. So first of all, tell us what aphasia is and the condition, how people come across it, and then we'll get into the STAR program.
Aphasia is a loss of language, usually due to a stroke or some other type of head injury or brain injury, and it results in a loss of the ability to speak or understand or read and or write. So it really affects language in all areas. It is not a loss of intelligence, however.
Right.
This is kind of interesting, because a lot of times people sit there and say, well, my dad had a stroke and, you know, he can't talk or he can't, you know, for years, it's kind of awkward. You can just say now intelligently that, you know, he's got aphasia. Mm-hmm. You know, I never knew that there was really a name for that. So,
and how frustrating to still be, have your intelligence, but not be able to speak.
Right. It's as if you're trapped inside your body. Mm-hmm. It's really tough.
Yeah. So the STAR program is Stroke Aphasia Recovery Program. And tell us what you guys do in that program and how liberating it probably is for the people that are involved.
It's a community outreach program. And during the 9-month school year, with our graduate students in speech-language pathology, we provide speech and language therapy services in small groups to stroke survivors. So they get to meet other individuals who know what it feels like and who know what it's like to be accused of being mentally impaired, or some people think they're drunk because their speech is slurred. That is not the case. And it's an opportunity for them to work together on improving their language, their talking, their understanding, their reading and writing. And so we do it in a small group format. We've grown such that we run 8 different groups, including one for caregivers. It's called the Caregivers Network, because as you might imagine, family members especially have different roles once someone in the family has a stroke. Sometimes a wife would have to return to work to be the breadwinner now if the husband can no longer do that, or adult sons and daughters return to living with their parents or having their parents live with them after a stroke.
Right.
So the caregivers really need a great deal of education and support, and we try to provide that as well.
Exactly. And training on how to help their parent.
You know, it's all about, a lot of this stuff is just all about knowing, if you will, accept, you know, the phrase, kind of the tricks of the trade, you know, learning from people who deal with this on a regular basis. And you guys are really the experts. Now, this is kind of interesting, Laura. When I first talked to Melinda, she was saying, well, gosh, I'd like to do it at such and such time, because that's when we have our choir rehearsal. But we're long gone off the air by the time they get to their choir rehearsal and things like that. So tell us when you guys meet and how things go, and what's a typical day at the ranch?
Well,
or the quiet room, is it maybe?
Last year, we started an aphasia choir. They've started these around the country, not very many yet. But we know that because the left side of the brain is often affected with aphasia, the right side of the body is affected. So there'll be paralysis or weakness in the right arm or leg, but that's damage to the left side of the brain because things cross over in the brain in terms of motor control. So we know that the right hemisphere is responsible for music and rhythm and intonation, and that's the side that's not damaged with aphasia. So we are tapping into the right hemisphere, music, rhythm, and intonation to mediate or facilitate language and bring it back. And we're using song to do that. So Brenna Price is our volunteer choir director, and she is a music major and a speech language pathologist. And we rehearse every Tuesday, and our final concert for the community will be next Tuesday, July 30th at 7 o'clock.
And where's that going to be at?
It'll be at Quaker Avenue Church of Christ, which is on 17th and Quaker. They are very kind in donating their building for us to use all summer. In addition, this year we added an art program. So we will have an art exhibit that evening, and it'll be great.
That's completely awesome. I think I might want to go to this choir program if we can work that out.
You know, that's awesome.
That gets close to our bedtime.
You know, working with music, I mean, it's been proven over and over in the educational world that using music to learn works so much better than some other methods. And so it's a fabulous idea.
Hey, Laura, we've got this posting on our Facebook page, Collins and Mack. We're going to have Melinda's contact information on there a little bit later today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.